in the Spirit, to the house of God in your hearts. If you have your Bibles, if you would be so kind to turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 3. The book of Philippians, chapter 3. We're going to begin reading verse number 1 and jumping down to verse 13 and 14. Philippians, chapter 3. And verse number 1, Paul writes, "Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe." Amen. Verse number 13 says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Lord, we love you and we praise you today. We're thankful for the Holy Ghost that we're feeling in our hearts, the moving, the manifesting of your Spirit. Touch every life, touch every heart today. Love the Holy Ghost to speak into a life today and bring that renewing and that refreshing into their soul. We give you all the praise, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. This afternoon I want to preach to you a message titled, "It's a New Day."
Amen.
It's a new day.
Amen.
Thinking back over the past few days, and especially in concerns to the arrival of New Year's Day, I can remember how that ever since I was in my mid-teen years, that New Year's Day was a day that not only for me, but no doubt for many others, is and was a day long awaited for. The reason is because New Year's Day offered to me, and as well as today, people in their minds, a chance to start over.
Amen. Amen.
New Year's Day is a day, so to speak, to let the mistakes as well as the regrets of a year gone by to be exactly that. Mistakes and regrets gone by. How does that New Year's song go? "Should old acquaintance be forgot and never be brought to mind." It's gone, it's done, it's finished, and there's a new day ahead.
Amen.
In the lives of many of we as God's people, having to account for yesterday's failures as well as the realization of the lost battles that were fought within our minds. The lost battles, the ones that were fought and in concerns to our flesh. Those that you lost as opposed to your conquering them through the Spirit. Oftentimes, in view of a day like New Year's Day or not, such days are they that many would prefer to use in order to put all of what I have just said behind them. Where? Securely placed and forgotten back in your past. I don't want to remember that. I don't want to think about that. That was a failure. That was a mistake in my life. I just want to move on. I want to go forward to where God is going to take me, to where he wants me to be.
Amen, amen.
Such was the life of young Genevieve. Genevieve was a girl that was raised in an apostolic home. Genevieve had the privilege of her dad being a pastor, her pastor. But it was Genevieve who, in her teen years, wanted to explore the forbidden world around her. So off she went, and soon enough it was Genevieve who discovered how that life on the outside of Jesus Christ was not what she had thought it would be. Becoming addicted to alcohol, getting to the place where she had to resort to using her body to make her money. One day while sitting in a bar, a voice spoke to Genevieve and said, "Genevieve, what are you doing here? You don't belong here. You belong to me. You were bought with a price.
Yeah.
Get up from here and come back to me." And with the shock of hearing a voice and not seeing or hearing anybody around her talk to her, Genevieve got up and left. And the next day, it was she who made her way to a little church in her neighborhood, one that she had for a while wanted to venture into. As she walked into the service was going on and everybody was singing. And Genevieve, without stopping, walked right up to the front of the church, and she began to cry and to walk back and forth, crying out, "I'm free, I'm free."
Amen.
You see, it was that day that Genevieve prayed back through to the Holy Ghost, and it was from that day that Genevieve never stopped long enough again to look back to the pit from what she came. She came back to her father's house. She came back to where her promise was. Genevieve was the one who was able to restore her mind and her heart back to her Savior. This was her chance and an opportunity to do what? To go forward and to never look back again.
Amen.
In view of that of our scriptural text and considering all that he, the Apostle Paul, too, had gone through and had to face in his life, even as it was he who was writing from within his prison walls, there's no doubt in my mind that he, Paul, was faced with the guilt of all that he had done and all that he had partaken in that on his road prior to him having his Damascus experience. Pre his road to Damascus, Paul had to sit there and think of the families he destroyed, the people that he had bothered, the houses and homes that he had displaced. Paul knew that he could not take what he had done back. There was no turning back the clock of time. Just the fact that he, Paul, in his life would have to do whatever was necessary for him to keep on looking forward to that of the coming of a new day. I can't go back there. I can't stop it. I can't change it. There's nothing that I can do. All I can do is I'm going forward. I'm pushing ahead.
Amen.
I'm moving towards a goal.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, amen.
The message I want to impart to all of you this afternoon lies in the fact that no matter what kind of or even what level of disappointments life has had the ability to bring upon you, no matter the mistakes that time and time again you are and were made to regret in light of the many valleys as well as the mountains, the mountaintops that you in your life were able to have both weathered and or climbed. It is I who believes that the reason that the church, not only in view of the apostles' day, was able to become so powerful and prove to carry with it a message that spread across their then known world as it was and as it did was because of the fact that in and within all day of God's people they had to face and were faced with, the people of God bore the resolve within each of their hearts and minds that in the fact that through it all, tomorrow there was coming for them a new day. And their mistakes of yesterday, the battles either fought or won or lost, did not carry with them the power to stop what it was that God in his power and purpose had awaiting for them. As the sun was setting and we're in just a few hours, once again, the dawn of a new day would arise. And with it, the prospect and the opportunity for they, as it was we this day, to not have to keep looking back or lingering upon what had happened yesterday. What it is that had occurred, but instead it's we who in our lives, as it was they in their lives, who needed to continually place and put our focus as well as theirs only upon the coming of a new day.
Amen.
What I'm saying to you today is how many times is it or has it been in concerns to you, to your life, that today's challenges or mistakes have wielded the power in them as it was they who sought to prevent you from experiencing all that God in his desire for you wants you to experience. Not only in your today, but in view of your coming of the new day or days that lie just ahead of you. If the Apostle Paul and the disciples of the Lord in their day would have allowed all that they together had faced to be what stopped them from experiencing their new day, along with the days that lie ahead, I ask you to consider this. The thought of where would the church be right up until this day? In other words, if you in your life, if they in their lives did not seek to continually anticipate and even look forward to what it was that God in and through them upon the new coming day and the many tomorrows in their lives, the next day in concerns to the new days that were yet to come, I want to tell you today that the church would not have risen so triumphant as it had in concerns to they and their day and to we as a people in this 21st century. I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is just as powerful. The power of God is just as prevalent in people's lives. People are walking away from drugs and alcohol. And they're walking away from distorted pasts and troubled minds and thoughts. They're bowing at an altar and lifting up their hands as tears flow down from their faces. And God's filling with the Holy Ghost. He's changing destinies. He's changing hearts. He's changing the direction of a people that were lost and giving them solitude in the fact of them being able to be saved.
Amen.
Amen.
I want you to know that in and within our minds and hearts, it must be we as a people of God who do whatever it is that we must do. In concerns to our refusing to live in our past by our and you're not resting in it. Nor upon the mistakes, the regrets, nor upon the mountains that you and your life have climbed. But instead, together, It must continue to be we, the church, and as a people of God whose focus and intent in our lives seeks not to live in our past, but whose anticipation and expectation
right.
is that which rests upon the coming, the dawning of a new day.
Amen.
I want to look forward to what God's going to do tomorrow.
Amen.
I want to look forward to what God's going to do today. Something can change today. A mind can snap and turn and say, you know what? I'm getting rid of my drugs and alcohol. I'm walking away from that lifestyle of dysfunction. I'm giving my life to Jesus Christ. In the world, so many people are they who cast out fleeting New Year's resolutions, only to sooner or later be the ones who return to that place in their lives that they resolved to leave behind. And instead of we, the church, doing or bearing the same kind of an outcome in our lives, it's we whose focus must rest upon what it is that we in our personal lives, as well as in the realm of the church, want to pursue and to go forward in. And the counting of each and every new day before us. Where are we going to go? Are we going to stay here? No, we're moving forward. We're an army of God that's advancing. We're an army of God that's conquering. We're an army of God that's moving forward.
Hallelujah.
As we read in our scriptural text how the Apostle Paul in his bonds declares in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verses 13 and 14, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And Paul goes on to say, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Well, how can he do that? By his not looking back, by his as well as many people of God in Paul's day looking forward to together, as I said, anticipating all that was going to come or would befall them. When? When the coming of none other than that of a new day. There's a song we sing that says, I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. We signed into church this morning for the morning Bible study, and we signed into church this afternoon. What are you expecting? What are you looking for? What do you want God to do in your life? I just feel like something good's going to happen. I think something good is going to come by my way. I want you to hear me today. Saying of God, those of you that are new to Christ or not, and you're walking with God, there no doubt will come upon you the trying and the testing of your faith. And along with it, you will also be faced or maybe faced with the many setbacks that life in itself has the ability to place upon you. But this today is not the place to set up your camp. Instead, it's you who in your life and you're walking with God needs to look forward to the coming of a new day.
Right.
You know, today I blew it, eh? I had a bad day. It was terrible. It was awful. All right. What are you going to do about that?
Right.
Why don't you get on your knees and tell God sorry?
Right.
I messed up. I made a mistake. And then why don't you brush your knees off as you stand up and look forward to what's coming ahead of you?
Amen.
Tomorrow I'm going to be a better Christian and I'm going to walk closer to God.
Right.
I'm going to have a greater consecration in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Yes.
It's a new day for me. It's a new day for you to move forward, not by looking back or regretting the days behind you, but moving ahead.
Amen.
If you think about it, church friends, today none of us have ever before had the opportunity of waking up to the year of 2021 before. Nobody that I know has experienced what it is or can be in view of your many tomorrows. You know, when you read the book of Acts, where it was the church that literally exploded in their day, with 3,000 souls being added in one day, and then thousands more souls taking up the cause and the cross of Christ in their lives. In that day, there rests no doubt in my mind that the apostles, as well as the disciples of the Lord, were they who looked with great anticipation to what it was that God was and would do in and through them in the many incoming days before them. In concerns to the writing of the Apostle Paul, it was he who did all that he could to keep this vision as well, the purpose and the direction of the church was going in by encouraging them not to look back and to keep going forward ahead of them in God as God could in his time. He'll come, church, and we need to cease not to go to press towards that mark for the prize of the high calling of God. We got to just keep pushing. We got to keep one foot in front of the other. Well, I tripped and fell. I got mud on my boots. Well, wash it off and get up and start walking. Well, I blew it today. I didn't pray. I didn't do my Bible reading. Well, I'll pick it up tomorrow and double it. yesterday's gone, and today, every day is what will be what ultimately leads us to when Jesus Christ will return for his readied bride.
Right, right.
It's a new day, it's a new year, it's a day and an hour and a time that none of us have ever experienced before. And with the coming of every new day, I want you all to know that new opportunities, new victories herein lie, the chance for you, for we as a people, to leave yesterday and last year behind us,
right,
and to continue to move on.
Right.
Looking diligently for what God is waiting for you, maybe for us, the coming of that of a new day. I wonder today, I mean, really, is anybody hearing me today? It's a day, in fact, this is the day that the Lord has made. Could it be very well this is the day of your salvation?
Yes,
is this the day where you once and for all decide to jump in and take that ball of truth and run with it?
Right, right. Amen.
And as you start to say, well, preacher, last year, I mean, last week, last month, I meant to, and you could stop right there. Why? Because I'm here to declare to you one and all that today is a new day, and with it there can come for you doors that will open, along with many opportunities that God wants to impart to you.
Mm-hmm.
When it's you who once and for all decides to move on forward in your heart and mind to the place where instead of you looking back, it's you who will seek with all your heart, with an expectation,
yes,
of looking to all that God is and will intend do in your life.
Yes.
Together we're the ones can experience this new day.
Amen, amen.
I've never been here today. I've never been in this position before.
Right.
It's January the 10th, 2021. First time, folks. Never been here.
Right.
Starting today, it's you who can determine to surrender your life to God.
Right.
To where in return, He, God, will be the one to fill you with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it can be God who can be the one to set your course of your tomorrows under the banner of His will for your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Amen.
Maybe as this New Year's approached, could it have been you who was or is considering dedicating or reconsecrating your life afresh to God? Maybe it was you who had been saying to yourself, this year, I'm going to get off the fence of my indecision.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get to that place where I seek wholly to follow after God with every ounce of determination within myself. I'm going to put it to action.
Right, right.
Talk's cheap. Mm. Well, I'm going to do this and this. Why don't we just start walking? Why don't we just start trusting? Why don't you just start believing in God? Why don't you start moving forward? I'm asking each of you that are listening online to consider just where it is that you want to go in God. What are your dreams? What are your desires? What accomplishments in God are you looking to seek, to discover, or to see come to pass? You're out there and you're listening. Well, I'm in the church. Yeah, well, where are you going? I'm not in the church. Well, what's going to happen? What's your dream?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to walk upon those streets of gold one day? Do you want to look Jesus Christ face to face? Are you dreaming of that day where you take your crown off from your head and cast it at His feet?
Amen.
The reason I ask this of you is because of none of what you nor I desire to wish or see to come to pass can or will come to pass as long as you or we as a church or a people of God seek or dwell, to continue to dwell, to linger in that valley of our yesterdays.
Right.
You can't get there looking
right.
back.
Right.
We're not going to get there looking back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new year. It's a new day. In fact, it's time. It's a time in history, the history of our world, that none of us have had the opportunity to venture into. Yesterday's gone, and today, this day is before us. And whatever it is that we as a church decide to take on and to challenge in our desire to see what the Lord will do in and through us, I'm here to declare that nothing can stand in our way when it's we as a body of Christ who desire and whose purpose is what drives us towards our destiny, seeking to arrive at that goal. I'm going to see it. Brother Wilson, this morning you talked about, well, we're going to have that revival. We're going to come out from our closets, from our rooms, our houses, and we're going to venture into the highways. We're going to go reach souls. We're going to talk to people. How about we do that? We don't want to talk about it. I want to open that door. Somebody walks up to you and they're looking at you and you see that glassy stare and they're kind of distant. You say, have you received the Holy Ghost today? Do you know that Jesus Christ loves you?
Amen.
Yes.
And they look at you and it was like a long time ago. There was a lady. We were in our church. We were here just in October of 1999. I think it was just either a few months past that in the year 2000 that there's a family that was moving away. We're going to have a going away party. And as we're going to have this going away party, went over to a supermarket and we had ordered a cake, and we went up to receive this cake, and this lady walked up to us and she handed us this cake, and in just a few moments of time, from a life without Christ, with a life without direction, the next thing you know, she's baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Past that, she's married. She had a little baby, and her life had changed, and her heart had been turned around.
Amen.
Why? Because we walked into the store? No, because we were sensitive to what God was going to do. We weren't going, oh, well, nothing's going to happen today. No, that expectancy and that drive and that desire says, I'm looking forward to that coming of the new day. I'm looking forward to what God's going to do even in this day.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
See, God's promise, the Holy Ghost today, tomorrow, and your many days ahead, which are to come, can be yours. And the only question I have for you that are seeking or considering giving and living your life for Jesus Christ is just how bad do you in your life want to experience or to discover just what it is that God has waiting for you in your new day?
Mm.
Are you ready to declare, you can take this whole world, but just give me Jesus?
Amen.
Are you ready to cast off the works of darkness in order to put on the armor of light? See, it's a new day. It's a new year. And with all that's going on in this world in view of biblical prophecies, now is not the time to linger in the valley of indecision.
Right.
Sitting on the fence, not moving forward in your desire to want to live your life for God. You got to decide, where are you going? And how are you going to get there? See, Jesus Christ, my friends, today is coming back for a people who are ready and who are anticipating his coming. And in their lives are looking and longing for Jesus' return.
Right.
I believe there's ever been a time wherein you, any one of you for that matter, you need to make a decision to get in the church, to dedicate your life to God, to quit playing and toying with the world and make your election and your calling sure. Today is that day.
Yes. Amen.
To those of you that are out there this day who have not been baptized in Jesus' name, who have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, evidence by your speaking in an unknown tongue, as the Spirit of God gives you the ability to speak. If it's you this day who has not decided to live a clean and a godly and a holy life before God in this world, I want you to consider maybe doing that, considering to do that today.
Right.
Never mind where you've been, what you've done. It's a new day. Today, each day hereafter, the opportunities for you to give and live your life for Jesus Christ. Everything you can have within you, you can say, you know what? Today, I'm walking away from that past. Today, I'm moving forward into my future.
Amen.
Brother Michael Zossman presented to us last Wednesday night the question, what are we or what will we do with any of the opportunities that lie before us? Will we or maybe will you just sit back and bemoan the fact of what it was that you could have done? We could have done what could have happened. Are we ready to take together, to take up the purpose and the cause of why it is there's a church here in Williams Lake?
Mm-hmm.
The truth, the message of the truth is in this city,
right,
for a very purpose, to reach our city, to reach our community, to reach people who are hurting, people that are lonely, people that are confused, people today that are afraid.
Right.
See, it's a new day, and before us, I believe, lies opportunities unexplored. And I wonder today just where it is in our minds that you see our church going onto revival. And beyond that, just where is it you in your own life, your personal life, where are you going? Are you growing closer to God, getting to higher ground, into a deeper consecration and dedication to God, as it's you who determines to forget those things that are behind, and you determine in your life that for me, today is going to be a new day.
Right.
I wonder, church friends, are you ready to fly? Are you ready? Are we ready to take up the challenge and view what it is that lies ahead? With all of our hearts and minds and souls, I believe that it's God who in the days ahead has bountiful blessings, and all that it is that we together as a church, as a people of God, need to do is to seize the day and to take that ball and run with it.
Amen.
Stand with me today, and as the music plays, I said, it's a new day. Did you hear me?
Yes.
It's a new day.
Yes.
Your opportunity awaits to be explored. In these end times, it behooves each and every one of us to put our hand to the plow, not looking back. It's time for you to receive the Holy Ghost. The time has come in your life and you finally decide to live for Jesus, because that, my friends, is all that matters. Continue to connect with us on the Voice of Pentecost website, and you can have an opportunity of receiving a free home Bible study, or just continue to connect with us here at the Voice of Pentecost in Williams Lake to learn more about God, the things of God. It's a new day. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Why don't you conclude this service by spending just a few minutes with God in prayer? I promise you that the benefits, friend, are out of this world. Well, I need the Holy Ghost. Well, let me tell you how you get the Holy Ghost. You gotta have a clean heart. You just say, God, I want you to forgive me. I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for my wrongs and my past. And you don't have to dwell in the valley of repentance, but once you do that, all you gotta do, maybe close your eyes and say, Jesus, I want the promise. He said, the promise is for me, for my children, from all that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. I want the Holy Ghost. And maybe lifting up your hands in your front room right now. Start talking to God. Say, God, it's a new day. I've never had the Holy Ghost before. I've never been forgiven like this before. I want to learn more about you. I want you, God, to step in my heart, step in my life. And as you begin to worship Him right now, today, right where you are, you can receive the Holy Ghost. God is reaching for you. This message is for you. It's a new day. A day you've never experienced before. What will you do with what it is that you have heard? Why don't you begin to worship Him and praise Him? Why don't you just say, thank you, Jesus, for my sins being forgiven. I've been in the church for X amount of years. Thank you, God, for being a faithful.